You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams.
Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade back in June, many states have been working on new laws related to digital privacy and access, or restricting what kind of information can be shared online. This trend highlights the increasing disparities between states in terms of what's legal online and what might be in the future. Matt Perrault is director of the Center on Technology Policy at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and a consultant on technology policy issues. He wrote an essay for Wired on what might happen when the rules for what you can say and do online are different from state to state. Perrault says this kind of digital fragmentation is a relatively new concept in the U.S., but some people already know what it's like.
It's common practice now for many users, even including Olympians or company executives. When they travel to a place like China, they travel with a burner phone, a phone that's wiped free of any data, because they understand that the laws are going to be different in China than they are in the United States. It's not yet common to experience different laws in one state from another. All of a sudden, we will have different rights online in some set of states versus another. That, to me, I think is a form of a digital civil war. It's a form of digital secession where your rights are determined by the state in which you live. And we haven't really seen that within the United States in the kind of way that I think we're about to.
I keep thinking about physical mail. That's federally protected. But online communications across state lines, based on what you're laying out here, seem to be falling into a different category.
So I think you're exactly right. So if Congress passed a law on these issues, that federal law would trump state law. That's a constitutional principle that it would. The challenge is that Congress hasn't been very successful in figuring out how to regulate the tech sector. It's also possible that courts might be our savior to some extent, because states can't pass laws that are unconstitutional. They can't pass laws that violate the First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech, and they can't violate the Fourth Amendment, which protects privacy. So it's possible that federal courts will intervene in ways that will end up protecting user rights, but it will probably take a period of time for that to happen.
What would this potential digital civil war look like to your average online consumer?
So I think people will have to think about what legal regime is going to apply to them when they travel throughout the United States. I think that's going to be unbelievably confusing for internet users. I think it's going to present really complicated challenges that are really hard to sort of think through and anticipate what they're going to feel like in the future. Like, what if you store not just your own data on your phone, but friends' data? So what if messages that you have with a friend might implicate their own rights? And when you travel into a different jurisdiction, those messages which implicate your friend's rights all of a sudden might be available to law enforcement authorities.
Matt Perrault at UNC Chapel Hill. We'll link to his essay for Wired on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.